Archaeologists have identified several peoples who arrived in the Canadian Arctic before the time frame encompassed by this narrative. The Dorset crossed the Bering Land Bridge around 500 BC, for example, and the Thule, ancestors of contemporary Inuit, followed in the 11th century AD. Vikings turned up early enough to interact with both Dorset and Thule, but the European idea of seeking a navigable northwest passage across the top of North America, that vision of discovery that was born later, illiterate among us, might be forgiven our skepticism that an outbreak led by an unstable, albeit crowned, virus was going to usher in a new age, or even a different age. Some might argue, based on good evidence, that crowned heads have always been somewhat unstable. On the other hand, we wouldn't be the first to have underestimated the impact of a small event, say, a butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil on storms in Texas. The world is more chaotic, less predictable, than we would like. I can't wait to hear what you learn. Just don't mention me. I was preparing for an upcoming speech on the topic of how brands are increasingly drawn into social and political firestorms, hashtag boycotts, and social media crisis. To do that, I spoke with a number of executives who had lived through such episodes of controversy and turmoil. One was a high-profile CMO, an old friend who had worked for me in a past life and had lived through more than his share of very public brand brushfires. He shared his experiences, and I, in turn, related some of the learning I was starting to gather from other beleaguered marketers. When I was only about 10 years old, the water heater in our house broke down. I'll never forget overhearing my mother saying to my father, "If anything else breaks, we won't have the money to fix it." My father was a lieutenant commander in the United States Coast Guard. My mother was a nurse. My parents were frugal, but like a lot of middle-class families, we still lived paycheck to paycheck. My mom's words taught me two things that shaped my life. First, I didn't want to join the military. The military did not pay its officers much money during the Vietnam War. While I have total respect and admiration for those who serve, I am not the kind of person who could take orders to move all over the world without having much say in the decision. 2 years later, in our small Hollywood apartment, I decided to build 50 naval ship models, all on the same scale. On weekends, my father would drive me and my brother to the naval docks in Long Beach, along with other visitors. We were taken out to sea in large-powered naval lifeboats. We climbed on board the fleet's battleships, cruisers, and the occasional aircraft.